Setting target property parameters. Let's go back to the hypothetical goal of finding an 8-unit property within the next 12 months that will generate $4,000 of average annual income. We've focused our market to the Old Town area of Scottsdale. Now it's time to focus our property parameters. We need to get more specific about our 8-unit property. When I was just starting out in this business, I searched for property myself. Now I hire somebody to sift through property that is listed and not listed to find what fits my parameters. You might think that's a luxury only established investors can afford. Not so. The person who works for me is a broker, and he gets paid when he finds a deal that closes. Anyone can afford this kind of help. For me, it helps a lot to have a precise idea of the kind of property I'm interested in. It saves a lot of time, keeps my broker and me focused, and helps me make the work manageable. I am very specific about what I want to consider. For example, we're looking in one market right now for a 150-plus community in a good location with high visibility, drive-by traffic on major streets, and constructed after 1988. Even more specifically, I'm looking for owner-managed properties where the owners live out of state and have just one or two properties in the entire city. These parameters are not arbitrary. I want properties of substantial size so we can afford to have a professional property manager on site to handle the day-to-day issues. The year 1988 is important because many properties older than that take a lot of money to bring up to the standard of other apartment buildings in the area. You will find it's normal to replace roofs, paint, install new carpeting, and so forth. But if all of the other apartment buildings in the area have washer and dryer hookups, and yours doesn't, you will either have to spend lots of money remodeling and updating, if possible, or charge below market rents. Neither is a good alternative. See what I mean about knowing your market? By targeting properties that have owner-managers who live out of state, I have found there is a higher likelihood that they are not managing the property to its full potential. There are a number of likely reasons for this. Travel. Often people buy property in hot markets that are far away from their own hometowns and underestimate how much time and energy is required to manage it. Add in travel time and expenses to that, and you can see why absentee ownership is prevalent. Complacency. It's easy for out-of-towners to lose interest and become complacent over time, especially if they are making money and their property isn't one they drive by every day. Perception. Many owners wrongly believe that the investment real estate business is an investment and not a business. They think it is like a stock or a bond that they can buy and forget. In truth, it is a business they need to operate. Lack of information. This actually happened with a property my company manages. The owners have no idea at all about the market potential, or the condition of the property itself. The owner bought the property, sight unseen. Learning about your market to the level of detail that will make you successful in this business continues during this phase of the process. At last, you are drilling down to individual properties, and there are a lot out there. You'll want to make sure your target market isn't too big, or you will end up considering thousands of properties. Recall the concept of markets and submarkets. In San Diego, you have the Gas Lamp Quarter, Balboa Park, SeaWorld area, Old Town, and Coronado Island. In New York, you have Greenwich Village, Soho, Upper West Side, Upper East Side, Tribeca, Harlem, Midtown. Then there are submarkets within those areas. Know where you want to be specifically, and start there. You may have to work your way outward or to other submarkets if there is nothing in your first choice market.